I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up, where you can
join serial dater Phil,
that's me, and dating detoxer Liz,
that's me. Welcome to the world of online dating.
What can you expect in the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast?
Dating do's, don'ts and disasters.
What we and our guests would gladly chuck in the 2020 dating bin to be gone forever.
What real people really think about those tricky dating dilemmas.
Awesome dating trivia. You'll never know when it'll come in handy for that pub quiz.
Top tips and tricks from our awesome guest experts, who luckily know a little more about dating than we do.
So if you've ever had a dating disaster,
ignored the red flags,
if your dating life is less successful than the chances of Wayne winning at ghetto golf,
then you're in the right place. Do we know what we're talking about? No! Our dating lives are both utter shite. So join us as we talk all things dating. The good, the bad, and the sorry, there's just no spark.
Welcome back to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. So, if you're listening to this part because you've clicked and it's played the latest episode, then we stated this last week, but I'm going to state this again. There is an episode before this. There is. So if you aren't listening to this in order, as it should be, just go back and listen to the other episode because you'll learn about algorithm, you'll learn about benching, breadcrumbing, and a lot more. It is me just on my own right now saying, hey, how are you? And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the last episode if you're listening back to back. If I was a bit too much and you gave it a day or two, then hey again. Yeah, thank you for listening. And like I say, this is episode 17 of 21. So sit back, relax, not too much if you're driving, concentrate on that road. If you're in the bath or cleaning or whatever, just chill, enjoy. So now, as the weather is getting warmer over here in the UK, and it's winter south of the equator, we're going to move on to something that may keep you warm this winter. Huh? Who wrote this? I did. It's in my head. So we're going to move on to a term called cuffing and cuffing season. So what is this? So you can imagine this is not going to be Australia because Australia is boiling hot. As Danny from the Grown Up Hustle podcast reminded me, that it's about 28 to 43 degrees in Sydney in winter. In summer. And it's hot in winter. So, yeah. Cuffing season. UK version. when it's getting cold outside and the fire is roaring and there's Christmas films starting up. No, actually, it starts in fall or autumn if you're English, fall if you're American. And this is where basically people want relationships for the time of year it is. So they want someone to cuddle up to. They want someone to be a Christmas partner. It might be for the it might be for the Christmas presents. So if they catch it good enough, they get Christmas presents. And yeah, I mean, again, if people want to do this, that is fine. Sorry, I've got Wayne calling. I'm gonna come back. Actually, I'm gonna ask him. Wait there. Wayne, what is your favorite dating term? You are live on the podcast. Do not swear.
My favorite dating term.
And the definition for it, please.
I wasn't expecting that.
Exactly.
I'm in the middle of getting my hair caught.
Ask your barber.
Nicole, what's your favorite dating term? Explain.
As in what? So, yeah, like, we've had catfishing, we've had we've had zombieing, we've had haunting, we've had ghosting. We just need something else from you.
Your favorite one that you
or least favorite. That you just,
or your least favorite. Add that one. This is hard. My favorite or least favorite.
Yep.
What about, have you had being stood up? Is that because you class that one?
If you want being stood up, so yeah. It could be like a in real life ghosting. We can think of a term for that. We'll think of a term for that. So,
it's basically like somebody saying they're going to be there, and then they just don't turn up at all.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's exactly. Almost like ghosting, but it's a different term.
Ghosting is when they stop talking to you over text, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of like an in real life kind of ghosting.
Literally, they'll talk to you, naturally turn up, and then they don't turn up.
Yeah, let's call it a missing person.
There we go.
So everybody, I am just going to pause this recording while I have a conversation with Wayne, and then I will be back to tell you about freckling. But apologies, everyone. That was Wayne being gutted that he missed the Insta Live because he thought it was at 7:30 and not 6:30. Wow. We're getting really... I was not expecting that call, by the way, and he wasn't expecting that question. So that's how improv this is. So, cuffing season. When somebody in winter wants someone to be with in those cold months to keep them warm. And like I say, nothing wrong as long as we follow the free rules. Now, you also have freckling, like the things that you get on your nose and your face when the sun comes out. Well, I know I do. So, after cuffing season, you have freckling season. And freckling season is where you want someone to go do all those fun activities with over in summer. And, you know, I don't know about sharing a bed because these days have been hot and the nights have been hot. And sharing a bed with someone right now ain't for me. It's too hot. So, yeah, that is freckling season. But then what you have uncuffing season. So, or is it just uncuffing? It's just uncuffing. So, as they say on Game of Thrones, they say winter is coming. It's the opposite. Winter is over. Yep. Ditch your cuff in time for the summer of love. But what we found is there is freckling now. And I'm guessing there will be unfreckling where it's cooling down in temperature. So this relationship is cooling down too. There we go. There we go. That is all about the seasons. So we will be back after we have heard from Danny, who was telling us about Australia and how hot it is, and then how I could not live there because of the heat. Funny story. I'll come back to it after Danny's had her bit. So, Danny, tell us your dating term. Please, 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 please.
Hey, Danny here from the Grown Up Hustle podcast, and my word is love bombing. So to quickly break down the word for anyone that hasn't heard that term before, love bombing is when someone uses a mixture of either gifts, attention, or affection to try and overwhelm you. It is a complete manipulation tactic, and the love bomber is doing it to try and win your trust and affection so that they can ultimately gain control over you and you then feel dependent on them or addicted to that feeling that they're giving you. It is a form of emotional abuse and it is a major red flag. So if you are dating someone and you find yourself in this situation, save your time, save your heart, and honestly, just leave, because you're dating a narcissist and that is never going to end well. You've got to know your self-worth in dating and you've got to learn to set healthy boundaries and just kind of remember that slow and steady always wins the race. If you're both fully into each other, then there's honestly no rush. So keep an eye out for those red flags, because generally, in my experience, if it seems too good to be true when it comes to dating, then it usually is.
Danny, that was an amazing term. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story all about how my life, no. How many times could we potentially be sued on this podcast right now? I do not know. Oops. Chill. Liz, I need help. Call the lawyer. No, we don't actually have a lawyer. So, we were talking about the age gap on last week's episode and the creepiness scale. And it made me think emojis. So, everybody knows what emojis are. Now, the real question is, do you know what the aubergine is? Or the eggplant, depending on where you are in the world. That... Yeah, yes. Well, if you don't send it to anybody. And the peach. You have the peach. And they are sexy emojis, or meant to be sexy emojis. And there's so many things that you can do with emojis now. But me, I remember the days of MSN Messenger. And now this is what I was on about with the scale. It's not so much the... What was mine? 2454? I think. Anyway, it's not so much that with me on the creepiness scale. It is more about cultural references. Now, if anybody is listening right now and does not know what MSN Messenger is, then sorry, we can't date. I know there is going to be a lot of people out there right now going, yes! Didn't want to date you anyway. But that's fine. That's fine. So it leads me to the story that relates kind of to Australia, where Danny lived, is from. She's dual nationality. And MSN Messenger. Great. I've got this thing. I know how it all forms together nicely. So, MSN. Basically, I don't know where I got most of the people that I spoke to on MSN from. Used to pair away everything like that, or send the... what was it? It was like the poke. It was a nudge. It was a nudge. So long before Facebook, you had a nudge. Well, you could nudge them. Give them a little nudge. And then it turned into the poke. And then it just got very creepy and nobody wanted to poke, nudge, or anything to anyone anymore. Anyway, I added this person. I don't know where they're from, but what happened is they turned out to be from Sydney in Australia. And we got chatting, we got video calling on MSN. It was amazing. It was great. We really had this connection. where we used to speak all the time. And if dial-up allowed it and didn't make that noise, and here we go, for anyone that doesn't know the noise of dial-up. There it is. There we go. Enjoy. And if my parents didn't want to use the phone and we could work out the time difference, because there was a time difference, then it was great. It was great. We spoke about all sorts. And I was, 16 at the time? Like, late 16. She was early 16. And she invited me over for 6 months. And do you know what? Looking back, I was like, why didn't I go? Why didn't I go? Now, I'll tell you why I didn't go. Because my mum and stepdad, if I had told them at 16 years old, oh, I'm going halfway across the world, or the other side of the world, to meet somebody that I met on the internet, and I'm staying there for 6 months. Is that all right with you? I believe their answer would be, not a chance. And then number two, I worked in McDonald's at the time. Yes, go anyone that's worked in McDonald's. We all know the secrets, which there really aren't any, but hey, we like to pretend. And I don't think a McDonald's hourly rate would have got me a flight to Paris. Never mind a flight to Australia and spending money for 6 months. No. So I turned that down. I turned it down, and yeah, that was that until the end of 2019, where we started talking again. What? Yeah. It was, yeah. We got back in touch. Don't know how, don't know what, but magically, it happened. weird thing. I saw her name pop up on LinkedIn. I was like, where do I know that name from? And it's not a generic name. So yeah, clicked out and said, I know this is a really, really weird, probably creepy question, but did your email address used to be this? And which she replied, yes. And we got chatting. And yeah, we talk every so often. And she's moved to Melbourne now. But crazy, right? Crazy, crazy. So that is emojis. And I think, no. I figured out the word that Wayne was talking about. And I've put it on a post before. Why did I not think of this? It is glamboozled, isn't it? And I know you were all shouting when you heard him. You were like, it's glamboozled. It is. It's glamboozled. That's what it is. So, can we remember what glamboozled was, everybody? Can we? It is when. So, we've been in lockdown. We've been in a pandemic. We've been in quarantine, wherever you are in the world, whatever you call it. We have literally been in jogging bottoms and baggy t-shirts or tops or just walking around the house in shorts. Not advisable with the Amazon delivery that you get, and you just walk and open the door in shorts. Had to apologize, and yeah, I look amazing when I answer the door. No, I don't. I look, especially when they knock on the door at like 7 o'clock. What was happening with parcel deliveries over the pandemic? They expected you to be awake at any time. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the subject. Pull me back in. Here we go. And I'm back. So, glamboozled after the pandemic, after wearing your tracksuit, your jogging bottoms, your pajamas all day, you get asked on a date. And now this isn't a walking date, because we've already realized that walking dates are in the bin. Especially over winter, walking dates in the bin, gone. If you haven't heard that, that's episode one, by the way. And I am plugging all these episodes because we've only got four more left before the end of the season. So you can either save the rest of them for the 6 weeks that we're off. I think it's 6 weeks. Anyway, so you get invited to a bar. What? What's one of those? How do they work? For a date. Oh my God. What do I wear? Like, what do I wear? What do... You get dressed up, don't you? You get yourself looking amazing. I get my hair cut. I trim my beard. For other people, they may trim other places. I don't know. It's up to you what you do. And I put on some nice clothes. And then I get there and... I get glamboozled. Happened before. It's happened before. Happened a while back when I did all those things. And I ended up with a flat tire. And I ended up going to get a change. And you've heard all about this already on a dating disaster. I remember right now. And yeah, she glamboozled me. She glamboozled me. That is Wayne's least favourite term that he just couldn't describe. So, when you get glamboozled, what do you do? Well, you can either see what your friends are up to and say, I've just been glamboozled. I'm looking good. I'm looking shit hot, actually. I'm looking amazing because I dressed for me. I dress because I feel good. I dress because I look good. Not for anyone else. What are you up to? Like, should we go for a drink? So, go for a drink with them. Or, failing that, you can always go home, get into your lobster pyjamas, shout out to Liz there, and get some chocolate, ice cream, and sit and watch some amazing TV or Netflix or Amazon Prime or Disney Plus and loads more are available. We can't mention them all, but they are. So, yeah, that is glamboozled. And now, why we're on food, we're going to talk about caking. Caking. What is caking? What is it? Like, is it food? Because I like food. We know that I like food. And Project D, you haven't answered my emails back. And I'm deeply offended. The fact that I really love donuts. And I really like your donuts. And you know what? If you're not replying, I'm going to go speak to Donuts. Because I'm sure that Donuts care. Donuts really care, and Donuts would like to do something with us. So, yeah, you ghosted me, Project D, and I am moving on. So, on to caking. Oh, I haven't even had a drink, by the way. This is me sober and not even touched a drop of alcohol or anything, so... Yeah, I'm sorry for everyone that has to deal with me in normal day-to-day life because it must be terrible. I'm starting to realize this now. So, caking. Flirting is so 2018. Caking is a slight variation on flirting where you're sweeter and more receptive than usual to the person you're trying to connect with. Think more easy laughter and interest. So that's caking. Be sweet. Be sweet, but not too sweet. Not too sweet. Don't love bomb. Don't love bomb. We all know what love bombing is. And if you don't, last episode, I am going to plug it with Joe. There's a two-parter. Listen to that. Anyway, staying on the food. The food. Let's go for the cookie jar. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Phil did. Who, me? Yes, you. Wasn't me. Then who? It was you. It was you, listener. Right there. Right there. I know you stole the cookies from the cookie jar. But this is the reverse form of benching. If you've been seeing someone and yet to DTR, And then find out they've been seeing someone else behind your back. You've been cookie jarred. That is keeping you handy in case the other person doesn't work out. Uh-oh. Sorry. But the thing with this is talking. Communication is key. And you can talk to them. You can say, hey, John. John. We'll go with John. Hey, John. Don't ask this straight away. Get a few dates in or whatever. And you don't want to define the relationship yet. So, hey, John. I'm just wondering. Are you talking to anybody else? You know, just nice and casual about it, not too aggressive, like, oi, you talking to anyone else? You know, just like, oh, just talking to anyone else, like that. And I mean, they don't have to answer, but only ask that question if you're okay with actually getting the answer. But what you've got to do is you've got to trust them on the basis of what they're saying. If they say they're not talking to anyone, they might be talking to someone, but you don't know this. And it's better to trust somebody and see what happens than create that distrust straight away, you know? Or if they turn around and go, yeah, I'm talking to a few people. You cannot go off on one because of that, because you ask the question. And like Liz always says, don't ask the question if you don't want the answer. Yes. I. So, before we go to our final person, we're going to talk about next on deck. Kind of like a waiting in the wings. Having someone be next on deck means they're a cute option, and well, means you're a cute option, and you'll call up if your current thing doesn't work out. Next on deck, that means you are that person's second first choice. Do you really want to be someone's second first choice? Is anybody worth waiting for if you're their second first choice? No. No. Oh, no. No, that isn't cute when I do it. But when my 4-year-old son does that, it is adorable. There we go. So that is next on deck. So who are we going to call up next on deck? We are going to call the damsel in dating distress to find out her terms. To find out what's her favorite, what's her least favorite. We will find out right now.
Hi, I'm the damsel in dating distress, and one of my favorite modern dating terms is procrastinating. Procrastinating is when you've organized a first date with someone, but actually, it turns out that the thought of going on a first date sounded way more exciting than actually going. In other words, you plan on rescheduling or cancelling simply because you can't be bothered. For example, sorry, I can't make it. I need to make a U-turn and go home. I think I left the iron on.
That was amazing. Thank you, the damsel. Superstar, as always. Check out her podcast if you haven't already. There's a lot of plugs going on here. A lot of plugs, but do you know what? I like it because we're part of a community. We help each other out. Everyone that's been on the show just is helping out for helping out because we've messaged and gone, oh, this is what we're doing. Do you fancy being involved? And they're like, yeah, no problem. Help out the community. And that's what we do. We're like one big happy family. And we all talk a lot and we all discuss things. And yeah. It's a great community to be part of, to be honest. Like the podcasting community, the dating community and everything. We've just found nothing but love from the people that we know and the people that we chat to. So, yeah. Now, on saying that, we have, well, I've mentioned we've got 4 episodes left after this one. So we're going to be taking a 6-week break.
Oh.
But we have another little project up our sleeve that we're going to be working on. And it's going to revolve heavily on that community that I'm talking about. Yeah. So that is all I'm saying right now. But it's going to be awesome. I don't think it's ever been done before, not in podcast form. So this idea popped into my head a couple of weeks ago now, and I instantly, no, it was last week, it popped into my head, and you know me, instantly, boom, 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 on it. And I got everybody together, and there's still more spaces left for more people to be a part of it, which we will go to. But we are going to be recording over our 6 weeks break. It won't be, you won't hear our voices all the time. Let's put it that way. You get little snippets, little see us and stuff like that. So yeah, just a quick sneak peek there. I'm not going to tell you too much about it. But I feel that you'll know about it by the end of this season. So yeah, anyway, moving on. And it's time that Phil gets serious, because I have one more project that I've thought of up my sleeve. And it's a bit of a serious subject. And yeah, so basically, we have our episode called Never Judge a Book by Its Cover, which went down really well. It was with Richard Hill, Tricky, and we saw that people get judged a lot by their cover. And this has happened to me in the past. I've been judged because of my scars, because of my mental health. And recently I got judged. I got judged by someone that didn't know me, just by my cover, not knowing me at all. And it hurt. It got me thinking. I was speaking to people over the weekend when it happened, because I was hurt. It was by a couple of people. And I was hurt. I was hurting badly from it, because I was starting to question everything. And then it made me think. I was like, right, I get judged very few and far between. What about those people that are judged daily, weekly, monthly, you know, yearly? Those people. What about those people? So I decided that I want to do a project. And now this project is open to everyone. And once I tell you what it is, it will be continuous. So if somebody, let me explain it first, and then I will explain afterwards. So what I want to do is I want to create a video. I have multiple videos where it says, never judge a book by its cover. And then we are talking about every kind of judgment, anything that you've been judged about. So it could be sexuality, it could be gender, it could be ethnicity, it could be religion, it could be disability, it could be being a solo parent, a single parent, married, divorced, having kids, not wanting kids. You know, it could be anything. Mental health, it could go on and on and on and on. And the thing is, I need your guys' help for this. Like, this video is going to go on YouTube, it's going to go on Instagram, and it's going to go on our website. And basically, I need a recording from you saying, I am more than, and then whatever you've been judged on. It can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. It can be that, and we are opening this up to everyone. And if you don't get on the first video. If something that you've been judged for isn't mentioned on the first video, there will be many more videos. We are going to keep this project rolling and rolling and rolling, because the problem is we should never judge people by their cover. They should never, ever judge people without knowing them. What we should judge people on is their actions. Their actions towards others and their actions towards animals, things, people. Their actions. Yeah? Because if somebody acts like a dick, they are a dick. If someone looks like a dick, they may not be a dick. Yeah? Sorry for using dick. I could have used another term, but I didn't really want to. So it was dick. Yeah? I apologize. I may get judged for doing this, but the reason I'm doing this is I'm lucky enough to have this platform. I'm lucky enough to have Instagram because of an idea that I came up with. And I want everybody to have a voice, everybody to have a chance to say they are more than. Yeah? And that's why I'm doing this. Because it's about time we stood together. And it's about time we didn't judge people by their covers. And it's about time we all went in the same way, same direction, and went together, rather than judging, rather than going against each other all the time. Because at the end of the day, we're human beings. Everybody listening to this is a human being. Everybody, they bleed the same. Everybody's born, everybody dies. You are unique in your own right in what happens to you in your life, how you looked, how you act. You are unique. Yeah? Every person on this planet is unique. There's 7.8 billion uniqueness out there. You should never compare yourself to anybody else because you are unique. And as I was saying the other day with failure is somebody else can tell you failed, but nah. Only you can decide when you failed. Only you can admit defeat. Are you going to do that? Nah. Because you decide what's a win. And this is what I mean when comparing yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to others because you are totally different. You are unique. You are priceless. There is nobody else on this planet like you. People may have blonde hair like you. They may have blue eyes like you. They may have the same color, skin color as you. But there is nobody else like you. There are billions of different combinations to people. Even with the categories we tend to put people into. We put them into categories. But hey, we don't need categories. We don't need categories. We need to stop judging people by those categories. And yeah. That is that. So, rant over. But I don't see it as a rant. I see it as a way of making people realize what people get judged for. And before they judge somebody, to make them think, you know, because I think this video could be really meaningful. And I think the video could help show that, one, you're not alone in what you get judged by. People tend to get judged by, and it may connect people in the way that they get judged by the same thing as you. And two, it's to show that you're more than that. You know, you are more than. And if people can see that someone is more than, and people can see what hurts people and what comes across that way, then, you know, people are gonna, well, hopefully they stop. Like, that's the end goal. But, you know, there are the people that are dicks on this planet, and they won't. But hopefully it educates more people into judging and how many people it affects. Because I can tell you that 90% of this planet has judged someone, and 90% of the planet's been judged, and not judged in the right way, judged by its cover. So if you want to be a part of any of the videos, we need people for the first one. I've asked around, but we need people for the first one. Because, like I say, it's going to be continuous, but the first one is going to be important, because then it's going to open the doors for hopefully more people getting in touch. Now, if you send me a video clip you can be off your phone, it can be off your laptop, it can be off across any recording device with video and audio, and you can be doing whatever you like. You could be, well, not driving a car, nothing illegal. So you could be walking along, you could be kayaking, you could be doing whatever, ever you want to be. And as long as you say, I am more than, and then whatever you've been judged on, okay? That's all I'm asking for. It can be a 5-second clip, it can be a 50-second clip, you know, 30-second clip, 10-second clip, it doesn't matter. Everything will be accepted, and send it through to unhinged.and.bumbledup@gmail.com. That's pretty much it. You've learned your dating terms, and then you've been told about this little project. So hopefully Liz isn't listening right now going, Phil, what have you played at? Like, seriously, this episode, it's ridiculous. Like, it hasn't got any structure. It hasn't got this. It hasn't got that. It's just you, like, literally being you. And that's the thing. On our podcast, we are genuine. We are who we are in real life. We don't put on an act. We don't put on a show. I think the only thing that's probably not true about the podcast is the fact that I'm not a serial dater. I've had so much stick for that. I'm not a serial dater. Yeah. I date. I go on dates. I don't serial date. what are we classing as serial dating? But anyway, me and Liz, we're both genuine. We're both honest. We're both two people that have had shit dating experiences. And we've got experience from it, and we aren't experts. We aren't, but what makes an expert? What does make an expert? Like, I need to have a look at the Oxford Dictionary term of expert and see what it is. But the thing is, I feel, and I always have, I feel that somebody can talk about an experience more if they have been through that experience themselves. Yeah. So with my mental health episode, I have been through it. So I felt that I can talk about it. And with dating, me and Liz together, we cover a whole lot of experiences. And if we don't, we have guests that do. And that's the thing. So we're not experts. We are just two people that are trying to help, trying to make a difference, trying to give you something to take away, and trying to give you something to listen to. So I've got a note here saying, please play this last. I don't know what this is, who it's from. So let's have a listen. I apologize for what it says, because I do not know, because we haven't got any notes on this one. Liz hasn't left me anything.
Hi, everyone. Liz here. I've left Phil unattended, so God knows what this episode's going to be like. But my word for the ABC of dating is D, and it's data view. As in, a date that feels much more like an interview where you are bombarded with very serious questions about your life goals and achievements and stability and where you see yourself in 5 years. And it feels much more like an interview than a date, so it is called a data view.
And of course, no episode would be complete without the amazing co-host of mine, which is Liz. Like, thank you for setting all this up, getting everybody to voice note and all these files, because that is amazing. And nobody wanted to listen to me talk for this long. So yeah. One last thing. And I was asked the other day, Phil, why'd you bring it out on Mondays? Why'd you bring it out at midnight on Mondays? And my reason was because I want people to start their week with a smile. I want people to listen to our episode on the way to work and just have that little bit of smile, that little bit of, oh, wow, I can really take this away and, you know, start the week right. And I released it 1 minute past midnight thinking, oh, we won't get any listeners till about 7, 8 o'clock. But all you amazing people over in the West and the East, that when I wake up in the morning and see that it's been downloaded 50 times, I'm like, what? Because that is amazing. And I say it all the time, but I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. You guys are awesome for listening to this. Seriously, it means so much. And the feedback means so much that we are doing something right. And I feel a tear coming on, but I'm not going to. Because, like, we've hit over 3,000 downloads now. And it's, when I had this little idea in my head, I was just like, oh, we're only going to get one or two listens a week, you know? And looking at what other podcasts get, I'm like, yeah, we won't get that many. Who wants to listen to me? Because originally it was going to be me babbling on about dating, you know? And I thought, nobody does. But you guys blew my mind. Like, literally, and the support that we have, it's unbelievable. Like, you don't have to listen, you know, you don't have to listen at all. And, I hope every single person enjoys it. I hope every single person likes listening to us. And I hope that people tell other people about it, because especially the codependencies episodes, the last episodes that we did, everybody is saying that, you know what, everybody needs to listen to that, because even us as hosts, we listened and was like, wow, we learned so much. And, you know, Jo is an amazing guest, and I'm so glad that she's part of the Knots crew. And I'm so glad that we are going ghetto golf tomorrow. And you've probably seen the lives or the videos or the pictures from it. But yeah, I'm so glad to be surrounded by amazing people. And you guys always seem to put a smile on my face, whether it be Liz, whether it be Joe, whether it be Wayne, whether it be anybody, you all seem to put a smile on my face. And you know what, you guys help so much, because life isn't always rosy, life isn't always cheery happy, and sometimes we go through shit. And like I say, with that me being judged, I went through a bit of shit. I was like, wow, this is, yeah. And I have so many amazing people that stood around me, that dropped in my DMs, that spoke to me, that called me to make sure I was okay. And they were like, you know what, take a break and just focus off that. Because, yeah, but that's what I mean. You guys are amazing. You guys are awesome. And our DMs are always open if you ever need somebody to talk to. And that is true. You can speak to anyone in my DMs that I spend ages with, chatting away with, and talking complete and utter nonsense with. And yeah, the DMs are always open. And it was funny when actually I sent someone a voice note and they were like, this is like my own personal podcast. And I'm like, it's just me. I'm just a normal guy. I know you listen to me on your radio or on your phone, but I'm just this guy, this 34-year-old male man from Nottingham that had an idea and made it happen. And if I can make an idea happen, then you guys can too. Yeah, you guys can make any idea that you want. And I've babbled on long enough. I've gone off on several tangents. You know, but this is what makes episodes. This is what makes episodes. Even with Liz, we go off unscripted without anything in front of us. We just pick a topic and we go. Maybe more so with me, because I talk at a million miles an hour and I don't really stop to talk apart from to go, pauses. And we tend to keep them in. because, like I say, it shows that we're, you know, we may be unique, but we're just like you guys. We are just like you guys. So, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for, yeah, going, oh, I'll give him a go. It's probably not as good when it's with Liz, but I'll give him a go. I'll see what it's like. And you know what? Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to know what the feedback is. And if we don't get cancelled due to several lawsuits from several film companies and music companies and everything like that, then Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. And my favourite quote, which is worth always saying, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And on that note, goodbye. Have an amazing day, night, or wherever you are. Speak soon. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, then you can do, whether that's to submit a dating disaster, ask a question, or ask for some advice. We're not that good at helping, but one of our guest experts will certainly be able to. So if you'd like to get in touch, head on over to our socials.
On Facebook and Instagram, it's at Unhinged and Bumbled Up.
On Twitter, it's at Bumbled Up.
Or by email, it's unhinged.and.bumbledup@gmail.com.
If you liked the episode, then please don't forget to like and share and click the follow button above.
We also now have a website, www.uabu.co.uk. See you all next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.